Well, yes, with a four-man rush, okay, I think right now we've done a really nice job during the preseason, especially with our first unit. It's going to be fun to see them now in a full game. Great additions with Clay coming in and also Schofield on the outside edge. It'll be fun to watch Beasley in a whole game. You know, those guys working in a four-quarter situation. So it's been a big emphasis here, and we're excited about Monday night getting it started. You know, Matthews is good. All these players are really good players. More importantly, we're just really concerned about watching ourselves, how we play, excited about the opportunity to line up, the first game, getting through with preseason. We're excited about the opportunities.
And with the Eagles running tempo on offense, how are you planning to match that?
Well, you know, the entire time since we've been here, we've been working against it. Okay, we knew we were going to face it in the first game. Plus, there's other teams in the league, and going against our offense on a consistent basis, we're built for speed, and it's going to be exciting Monday night, like I said, watching us.
The NFL's ruling on this type of offense and the quarterback getting hit in the backfield, does that change your
opinion? No, you know, we have our system that we're built, and like I said, we're built for speed and quickness in terms of what we do. We don't feel it won't be a difficulty thing because, like I said, we practice it every day. You know, our terms are one-word terms. It's not a hard, complicated verbal communication, so we work on a consistent basis. And the speed and tempo, are they good at it? Yeah, that's what they do for a living, and that's also what we do for a living. So it'll be a fun, and it'll be a great opportunity. They're considered one of the top offenses in the National Football League. It'll be a great challenge, but also, like I said, our offense has done a great job going against them every day at practice, so it'll be fun. Well, like I said, first of all, he's got a great demeanor. He's got toughness to him. He's got speed and quickness. He can play outside. He can play inside. He's been an added dimension here in terms of as a pass rush specialist, you know, and you got him and Beasley on the same side, or they could be opposite wherever we play him. Along with that, you have Schofield that they have to be able to deal with on the opposite side. So from that situation, where we were before to where we are now, I think we've added more speed up front, especially in our, you know, like in our nickel package than we had here before.
Overall progress from the start of camp to now?
Oh, really pleased. You know, coming in here, our whole thing was just, you know, trying to change the mindset, and nothing wrong with before, but I think Coach Quinn, the system that he brought in here and the attitude, and I'm talking about offense, defense, special teams, and as you watched us play, we have played with emotion and excitement, and overall during the preseason, it is the preseason, but that's the only thing we have to test for. We were pretty pleased with our performance. You know, the guys, you know, when we got down, nobody stuck their head between their legs. They kept battling and competing, and that's what we're looking for. Like I said, we got a great challenge on Monday. It'll be fun to watch us play, and we're real excited about this opportunity. Well, in their system, they're a very fast-tempo offense. Everybody knows that. You've watched them play. You know, we've watched every game for the last 3 years on them. We know who they are. They know what plays they're going to run, and we do too. And so it's the thing is what they do is they do it. They line up, and they do it, and they execute it, and they're pretty good at it. They're running back situations. They've got three of them. All three of them are really good. You know, the two guys that are starters, and then they got Sproul on third down that comes in. He's in an added dimension. He's got some quickness. They've got, tight end that's one of their top receiving candidates. And adding Bradford to the dimension, not that the other quarterbacks a year ago, I mean, those guys played pretty well for him. But Bradford looks like he's really comfortable in the system. It's a system that he ran in college, and he's been to games that I saw him against Green Bay. He looked very accurate. Well, the thing is, like I said, he's a great player. I think he's been in the league for 10 years. You know, I've had experience going against him before, you know, when he was over there at San Diego and those places. And he's a really good back, and he's nifty. He does a great job in the screen game. They get him on option routes, things like that, where he's good out in space. And we are mainly more of a zone mentality defense, where we're more vision and break. And he is a challenge, but I think we'll be fine with him. Well, I think, you know, being around him the time that I've had, I love the guy. You guys have met him. He's a real pro. I think he's really, really intelligent. He's sharp. I think he'll be ready to go. I like how tough and how much he competes. And Also, here's another guy I'm really excited about watching play. And by far, you know, just in the times in practice, and sure, he had a little bit of a nagging shoulder situation, and we were just trying to do a smart thing with him, and I think he'll do just fine.
You want to keep him on the one side?
Well, I can't give you our game plan, but right now it's, you know, he plays yeah, you know, left and right, whatever we've got going. I'm not going to give those things out, but he's a true pro, and I think he's done a great job up to this point, and I think he'll continue.